Uganda has temporarily closed its border with DR Congo as a measure to contain the spread of Ebola disease. The Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary Dr. Diana Twine says the only exceptions are for authorized Ebola response teams, humanitarian operations, food and cargo transportation, and security under strict health screening and monitoring protocols. She says all arrivals from DRC must undergo a 21-day isolation period in line with Ebola surveillance guidelines and are presenting further cross-border transmission. The outbreak was first confirmed in Ituri province in DRC. Atwine was addressing journalists at the media center today.
Exceptions are for authorized Ebola response teams, the humanitarian operations, the food and cargo transportation, and security. But all of these still will be under the strict health screening and monitoring protocols across the border. All authorized entrants shall be subjected to strict health screening. We have a locator form at the border, both at the airport and at the border. These locator forms will have detailed information. Every traveler must document the particulars and where they are going. And as soon as they come in the country, especially those that are coming from DRC, we will ask them to isolate for 21 days.
Atwine also says schools in border districts will remain open, but must strictly observe all Ministry of Health standard operating procedures. School authorities have also been directed to identify all students who have recently returned from DRC and ensure their temperature is monitored and recorded daily for 21 days.
School authorities are directed to identify all students that have come from DRC, especially for boarding schools. And these students must be monitored in terms of temperature taking daily for 21 days. Ebola incubation period is 21 days. So within this period of 21 days, all the students that have come from DRC must be checked daily, their temperature, and recorded. If any student develops temperature, we ask the district to designate a particular health facility where we can keep these learners. We come and take the sample